a brand, not the brand. In the past month, I've thought a lot about my brand, my resume, my biography, every place that I talk about me. I listen to recordings and articles by trusted advisors, fellow speakers, and branding experts. I even went back and reread that classic article, The Brand Called You by Tom Peters. I read that article in Fast Company magazine back in 1997, and it inspired me to think about my brand in the first place. I figured out something very important to me. My brand is about A, not V. I figured something else out, which is even more important. A good brand can be about A, not B. My brand is better with A, not B. A little background. I called myself the Strategic Project Manager a few years ago. I thought the title was clever, a unique way to brand myself. I had listened to branding experts who said, find your niche, then become the leading expert in that niche. Whether it's a particular audience or a particular subject, become the person in that niche. I looked at speakers and other experts that I knew and trusted. They were all the something. The million-dollar consultant, Alan Weiss. The master negotiator, Greg Williams. The info guru, Robert Middleton. The name tag guy, Scott Ginsburg. Ironically, I have a branding problem now because strategic project manager does not really make sense with the in front of it anymore. It's a job title, and people are now recruiting for strategic project managers. Some helpful people told me that I could still reclaim the title, the strategic project manager. I just needed to write a book with that title. I realize now, though, that I cringe a little whenever I think of myself as the anything. I know that I'm special and unique, but let's face it, there are a lot of people in this world who know something about strategy and something about project management. The strategic project manager always felt like a boast, not a statement of fact. A brand, not the brand. When I reread Tom Peters' classic article on personal branding, I stopped at the first sentence of the last paragraph. It's this simple. You are a brand. I realized something equally simple. You are a brand. You are not the brand. Peter's article on personal branding is full of humility and grace. He did talk about becoming the expert, but he tempered those statements with down-to-earth examples. An employee who volunteers to write the agenda for a business meeting, or someone writing an opinion piece for their local paper. Peters was not just talking to the leading expert in the world, but to all of us, even those of us who are just an expert, along with hundreds, thousands, or even millions of other people just like us. Great marketers value what the customer values, even if it is not unique. Think about the great brands, the brands you associate with quality, the brands you trust, the brands you love. Are any of them the only one at what they do? Nike is a shoe company. Coke is a soft drink. Coke may claim to be, quote, the real thing, but some of its most powerful branding messages were about what you could do with the whole world. Start the sentence, I'd like to buy the world a Coke. And millions of people in the world will say with you and keep it company. That sentence is not about a unique selling proposition. You could buy the world any product and keep it company. That sentence is about a feeling of community and togetherness. And the Coca-Cola company successfully attach that feeling to their product's name. Happy to be a project leader, maybe even a strategic project leader. From now on, I will not call myself the strategic project manager. That's a title I don't need or want anymore. I am prouder of myself for those qualities that I share with many others. A project leader, a caring person, a loving human being. I will never be able to affix a trademark or a registered trademark symbol after any of those titles. Claiming to be the project leader or the caring person would be silly. Those qualities are a lot more important to me, though, than any unique title that anyone could give me. When you're thinking about what makes you special, about what makes up your brand, do not focus exclusively on what makes you unique. If you're truly the only person in the world with a certain skill or quality, you should certainly celebrate it. Being unique is special. But if you're one of many people with some skill or quality, don't discount it just because others also have it. Join me in being an expert instead of the expert. If other people share similar qualities and skills, then you have a community of people to learn from and to grow with. Chances are good that your most valuable qualities, the parts of your brand that people most value and most love, are the qualities that other people are striving to deliver as well. At the end of the day, if we insist on being the, then we insist on being alone. If we define ourselves as A, then we always have company. Think about the brands that you most trust. Do you value them because they are the only one providing that service or product? Or do you value them because they fit in your life? Because there's something about the way that they do what everyone else does that you particularly like? The strongest brands that I know are companies that operate in a sea of competitors, where I know that I have many other choices of similar products, but where that brand has proven its value to me time and time again. It's this simple. You are a brand. You are not the brand.